This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries. Get ready for a teaching that feeds your spirit and your mind, where the Word is the anchor in uncertain times, and doctrine doesn't bend to culture. We keep it simple, but dive deep, revealing a truth that strengthens us, a love that emboldens, and a mission that touches the world. Let's join Rick Renner.
Welcome to today's program. My name is Rick Renner, and I want to say thank you for letting me come right to you wherever you happen to be. And I'm coming to you from my desk in my TV studio in Moscow. And what a privilege that from here we can take the teaching of the Bible to the ends of the earth. And if you're a partner, I want to say thank you because you help us to do that. You are really making a difference. And if you're not a partner yet, would you please become a part of our partner family and help us to take the teaching of the Bible to people that are just crying out for it. And this week on the program, I'm teaching my brand new series called You Are a Chosen Generation. We're actually saying that we're a holy priesthood and we are a chosen generation. And because of that, God expects our behavior to come a little higher. But this comes with a wonderful study guide that is filled with everything in the series, because I believe that when you read the material, while you see it and hear it, it really causes the revelation to take root inside you. And I want this to be down deep inside you. So please order the series, order the study guide. And right now we're also offering you the green volume of the RIV, which is volume number 2. Which is the Renner Interpretive Version of 1 and 2 Peter. It is a parallel study Bible for people of faith. And so if you love the Bible and you've really been wanting a new study Bible, here it is. This is 1 and 2 Peter. We already released James and Jude, but now this is the second volume, 1 and 2 Peter. But you can order all these things by going online or by giving us a call, and please do. We really want you to have them. And when you reach out to us, call the number on the screen or send us an email at the email address. And I would recommend that you write down that number and save it. From time to time, we all need somebody to pray with us. And if you don't have anybody else to pray with you, well, here we are. We want to pray with you. And if you've ever reached out to us in the past, then you already know that when you call us or you reach out to us, you really get prayed for. And the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me, I will hear you, I will answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things. We have reams of testimonies from people who've reached out for prayer. We've prayed together. God has heard, God has answered, and God has done great and mighty things. And I really believe with all my heart, there's a miracle with your name on it waiting for you right now. And we would love to be a part of it by praying for you. So reach out to us. But today, if you have your Bible, and I hope you do, by the way, we're believing for a revival of the Bible in the church. We need a revival of the Bible. I've devoted my life to studying the scriptures. And my friends, it has transformed my life. And you're going to see today that the scriptures have the ability to ignite the full reality of salvation in your life. But we're going to pick up and very quickly review what we covered yesterday. So open your Bible to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1, and I'm going to be using the King James and also the RIV. And the King James Version says this in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking. Well, in one sense, I really love that because it's very succinct. It's very easy to read. It's very easy to memorize. Here it is again. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings. But it is so succinct that it misses much of what is in the original text. Now, the RIV actually reaches into the text and it pulls out all the flavor, all the nuances into a broader interpretation, not a translation, but an interpretation to really give you the full punch of what's being said in this verse. And what I'm sharing with you today is the result of me studying and studying and studying and studying, but I want it to be a benefit to you. So here is the RIV of 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. Hold on to your seat, because this is quite amazing. In light of all this, it is essential for you to be continually taking off, laying down, and pushing away from you so far out of reach that you'll never pick up again all destructive, evil, foul, vile actions and malignant, malicious thoughts that are harmful, hurtful, and injurious, and that produce damage or ruin in your life or in others. This includes all dishonesty, fraud, guile, and manipulative behaviors. I explained all of that in yesterday's program. And you must also forever, are you getting this? This is very powerful, friends. Forever put away pretending to be something other than what you are just in order to win the applause or approval of others. Additionally, you must put away any feelings of envy because you resent that others got what you wanted or thought you deserved. And along with all of this, put away all belittling, crushing, degrading, demeaning, depreciating, discourteous, disdainful, insulting, and rude of speech. You must stop the business of talking down to others or speaking derogatorily to or about others, as this is a completely inappropriate and unwholesome manner of speech. Now that is amazing, especially when you consider that the King James Version simply says, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings. But what I just gave you in the RIV is a very good interpretation of all the flavor and all the nuances in the original Greek text. Now, you have to remember that Peter was speaking to the body of Christ. He was speaking to saved people, people that were part of a holy priesthood, a part of a chosen generation. And my friends, as God's holy priesthood and a chosen generation, we have to demonstrate a higher ethic in our life. We cannot denigrate and disintegrate into these low levels of behavior that are simply not worthy of who we are. Throw your shoulders back, hold your head up high, and recognize you are part of a holy priesthood. You are a chosen generation. And this kind of behavior should not be permitted in your life or in your mouth. This simply is unwholesome speech for a person that is indwelt by the Holy Spirit. And then Peter continues in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, and says in the King James Version, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. I love that. I cut my teeth on that verse. And my friends, we are commanded in this verse to desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. But what does the Greek text additionally say? There's a lot of flavor in this Greek text. So let's see what we can find. The RIV says it like this. And just like newborn nursing babies, you must crave, long, pine for the unadulterated, pure, and sincere nourishing and sustaining milk of the Word. Because by your being in the Word and consuming it, you will exponentially grow further into every aspect of your salvation, which includes deliverance, healing, preservation, prosperity, safety, and wholeness. Now you may ask, how did you get all of that out of verse 2, which the King James Version simply says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. Well, I'm going to show you how we got that. So the RIV says, and just like newborn nursing babes. Well, we read in footnote number 253 that the words nursing babes are interpreted from the plural form of brephos, a word that speaks of a nursing child who is still carried in his mother's arms, or an infant unable to care for himself and who thus utterly depends on the loving care of parents. After already speaking to us and telling us that we're a newborn child, Peter now uses this word brephos to picture the dependence of a newborn upon a loving parent for care, nourishment, and protection. And it doesn't matter how old you are in the Lord, you need to see yourself as one that is completely dependent upon the care and the protection of our Heavenly Father. My friends, that's how we're to see ourselves. And Peter says, as newborn babes, or the RIV says, And just like newborn nursing babies, you must crave, long, and pine for the unadulterated, pure, and sincere, nourishing, and sustaining milk of the Word. But the RIV says, you must crave, long, and pine for. And in footnote number 254, we see why it's interpreted like this. Footnote number 254 says the words, crave, long, and pine for, are from a form of the word epipatheo. Now, friends, this is really, really powerful. Listen to this. It is a compound of the word epi, which means over, and it is used as an intensifier in this word. The second part of the word is patheo, which means to crave or to desire. But compounded, this word epipatheo portrays an ache, an ache. It's an ache for the word. It portrays a craving for the word. It portrays a hunger for the word or an intense desire for the word. It is a desire so intense that it causes one to long and pine after something. And Peter used this word to picture a newborn baby who craves, desires, and earnestly yearns for his mother's nourishing and sustaining milk. And this word epipatheia, which here in the King James Version describes desire, here it also pictures a passion so fervent that it almost becomes an obsession. You know, when a little baby's stomach is empty, that baby knows it needs to be replenished. It cries, it desires, it craves, it aches for its mother's milk. And now Peter says, it doesn't matter how old you are in the Lord, it doesn't matter what your status is, you should crave, you should ache for the Word of God. And I want to ask you, do you have an ache for the Word of God in your life? This verse says we should. In fact, the RIV says, and just like newborn nourishing babes, I don't know if you've ever had a baby, but when babies get hungry, they let you know they're hungry. They let you know they want to be fed. And now this verse says, and just like newborn nourishing babes, you must crave, long, and pine for what? The unadulterated, pure, and sincere, nourishing, and sustaining milk of the Word. And the words unadulterated, pure, and sincere are explained in footnote number 255. Now, this is a long footnote, but it's important. So I want you to stay with me, and I want you to understand why this is called the sincere milk of the Word, or the unadulterated, pure, and sincere milk of the Word. Footnote number 255 says, the words unadulterated, pure, and sincere are interpreted from a form of adolos. Did you hear that? Adolos, which is the word dolos with an A affixed to the front of it, which indicates a canceling force. But the word dolos by itself means to use bait to entrap a fish or an animal. It means to ensnare or to hook, and it describes exploitive behavior that is marked with trickery, craftiness, and manipulation. It is the root of the word dolios, which depicts bait being put on a hook to catch fish, but also carries the ideas of craftiness, cheating, cunning, dishonesty, fraud, or guile. And like a fisherman who carefully camouflages a hook with bait, the word dolos depicts those who use trickery to lure others to bite the bait being dangled before them. And once the hook is in the mouth, these baiters pull the hook to ensnare others into their web of deceit. But, when an A is affixed to the front of the word dolos, it becomes adolos, which is the word which is in this verse, which depicts that which is free of craftiness, free of dishonesty, free of exploitation, free of manipulation, free of trickery. And Peter uses this word to present the image of the teaching of God's Word as being free of fraudulent motives. Hence, it is a Bible teaching that is pure, sincere, and unadulterated. Wow. And my friends, the real teaching of the Bible has no hidden agendas. Or, as the RIV says, it is the unadulterated, pure, and sincere, nourishing and sustaining milk of the Word. Nourishing and sustaining milk. It nourishes you. It sustains you. And we read in footnote 256, the words nourishing and sustaining milk are translation of gala. The word gala is the word for a mother's nourishing and sustaining milk that an infant receives from her breasts. And implied in this definition is not only the milk, but also the nearness of the child to the mother that's required for the child to receive that nourishing and sustaining milk. And my friends, when you draw near to the Word of God, you are drawing near to the breast of God Himself. And my friends, in that position, He's going to feed you, He's going to nourish you, He's going to sustain you, and there is nothing exploitive or manipulative in that position. And it goes on to say in the RIV, because by your being in the Word and consuming it, you will exponentially grow further into every aspect of your salvation, which includes deliverance, healing, preservation, prosperity, safety, and wholeness. But notice it says, because by your being in the Word and consuming it. And here we find that we're in the Word and you're consuming it, it's going to cause you to exponentially grow further. And these words, by your being in the Word and consuming it, are explained in footnote number 259, which says, the words, by your being in the Word and consuming it, really mean that by being in the Word of God, growth is produced in the life of a believer. The Word of God is the most important instrument for producing change and growth in the life of a Christian. And that growing as a Christian, apart from the regular intake of God's Word, would be as impossible as it would be for a newborn baby to grow without regular ingesting a mother's nourishing and sustaining milk. You have got to be in the Word of God regularly if you intend to grow as a Christian. That is why I begin every day of my life with reading the Bible. In fact, I've got a rule in my life, no Bible, no food. It's just a rule. It's not a Bible rule. It's my rule because I understand I'm not going to grow as a Christian unless I'm ingesting the Word of God. And that's what this verse says. Because by your being in the Word and consuming it, now here's the rest of it in the RIV, you will exponentially grow further. What does that mean? Exponentially grow further is a form of the Greek word exano, and that is explained in footnote number 260, which says, you will exponentially grow further are from a form of the word exano, which denotes something that is amplified, augmented, enlarged, or enhanced, and even carries the idea of something that escalates and multiplies as it grows larger and larger, which means when you are regularly in the Word of God and you're being fed the unadulterated Word of God, it causes you to exponentially grow further into every aspect of your salvation. And then the RIV says, which includes deliverance, healing, preservation, prosperity, safety, and wholeness. And footnote 262 gloriously says, the words, every aspect of your salvation, which includes deliverance, healing, preservation, prosperity, safety, and wholeness, are interpreted from a form of the word soteria, which is the word for salvation in the New Testament. You know, when I was growing up, I thought salvation just meant I wasn't going to go to hell, and it guaranteed that I was going to go to heaven. But I did not understand that that word soteria, which is a form of the Greek word sozo. Maybe you've heard that word sozo. That word sozo is a package. And you know, in the Jewish world, they understood this. They understood that it was more than eternal salvation. They understood that it was a package that contained many elements. And now we find this word sozo really describes deliverance. There's deliverance in your salvation. Healing. There's healing in your salvation. Preservation. God's power will preserve you. Prosperity. You're supposed to have prosperity in your soul, prosperity in your life, safety and wholeness. All of those words are in the word soteria, which is a derivative of the word sozo. Now, my friends, that is totally amazing to me. And if you get in the Word and you ingest the Word, it will cause you to exponentially grow in salvation and all that it entails. It's not enough for you just to know you're going to go to heaven. God wants you to experience every single element of salvation. And according to what Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1, as you begin to ingest the unadulterated, pure, and sincere, nourishing, and sustaining milk of the Word by being in the Word, it causes you to exponentially grow in your salvation. But here's the King James Version one more time, 1 Peter 2:2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word that you may grow thereby. But here is the full RIV, which says the same thing, just in a much broader way, carrying all the flavor into the verse. And just like newborn nourishing babes, you must crave, long, and pine for the unadulterated, pure, and sincere, and nourishing, and sustaining milk of the Word, because by your being in the Word and consuming it, you will exponentially grow further into every aspect of your salvation, which includes deliverance, healing, preservation, prosperity, safety, and wholeness. My friends, God wants you to enter into the fullness of your salvation. And according to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2, by being in the Word and consuming it, salvation and all of these glorious elements are ignited in your life. Wow! That's the power of reading and studying the Word of God. By being in it and consuming it, you exponentially grow and you begin to experience every aspect of your salvation. I'm so sorry we're out of time, because this is good, but we're going to be back here tomorrow. But I'll be back in just a moment, and I'm going to pray for you. Someone asked the question, my husband and I go to church, but sometimes my husband smokes and drinks. What should I do? Well, it's amazing how we identify certain sins and not others. For example, some people smoke, some people may drink, and none of that is good and all of it is wrong, but other people overeat or they gossip. Those are sins as well. And it doesn't matter what is the category of sin, all of us need to draw near to the Lord. We need to read the Word. We need to deal with our flesh. And you can only do that by the power of the Holy Spirit. And I encourage you today to pray for your husband, but don't just pray for him, pray for yourself, because there's areas of your life that need correction as well. So let's all go to the Lord. Let's come to the altar, lay ourselves on that altar every day as we're commanded in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, and surrender ourselves to be living sacrifices. And as we do that, God's Spirit will fill us and we'll begin to drop these things that are displeasing to the Lord.
Are you struggling to break free from harmful habits? In Rick Renner's new 5-part series, You Are a Chosen Generation, discover how to push aside negative behaviors, embrace spiritual growth, and step into your true identity in Christ. This powerful study will equip you to live like someone truly chosen by God. Learn how to remove harmful attitudes and behaviors, why craving God's Word leads to real spiritual growth, what it means to be a living stone in God's house, how God sees you as royalty. Available in digital or physical formats, starting at just $11, this teaching will remind you that you are an important building block of the body of Christ. In addition to this teaching series, you can order Rick's book, The RIV of 1 and 2 Peter, a parallel study Bible derived from the original Greek text. Order today. Don't miss this special offer. The bundle of the series, You Are a Chosen Generation, starting at just $11. And the book, The RIV of 1 and 2 Peter, 25% off for a special introductory price of $28.50. Call the number on your screen now or go online to renner.org to order. Call or go online now.
Hey, this is Rick Renner, and I am in the production fulfillment part of the Tulsa Ministry headquarters, and I just love to come here and see all these teaching resources. My friends, we send them out by 10,000s every month and every year. It is just amazing, and it's a great honor that anyone would want our teaching. It's very humbling, and I'm very grateful that God is using our ministry and our teaching to strengthen lives around the world, and our partners are the ones helping us to do it. And right now, we're trying to pay off this facility so we can release more funds to taking the teaching of the Bible to the ends of the earth. We've already paid off 78% of our ministry expansion project, but we'd like to finish it. And if you're not a part of the giving team yet, today I want to ask you to join our giving team so we can pay off this facility and release all those funds into taking the teaching of the Bible to the ends of the earth.
Well, today we have really dove deep into 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. It has just been so rich. And we're going to pick up here tomorrow. We're going to move into verse 3, and then we're going to move on. It's really going to be good. So please be sure to join me tomorrow. But we're offering you the series called You're a Chosen Generation, and it comes with a study guide. And we're offering you the RIV. That's the green volume of the RIV, which is volume 2. It is 1 and 2 Peter. The RIV is the Renner Interpretive Version. It's a parallel study Bible for people of faith, and I believe it is the study Bible you've been looking for. So please go online to order all these things, or you can just give us a call. And my friends, I really mean it when I say we want to pray for you. So when you reach out to us by writing to us or calling us, be sure to say, hey, by the way, I've got a prayer need. And if you don't order anything, but you just want prayer, call us. We are here to pray for you, and we want to pray for you. And we believe Jesus will do what needs to be done. But put your hand on your heart, and I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you would ignite in us an ache, a hunger, a craving for the Word of God, and that by us nourishing ourselves on the Word of God, that we would exponentially grow in every dimension of our salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Hasn't this been good? We'll be back tomorrow, but until then, remember, Ecclesiastes 8:4 says, where the word of a king is, there is power.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
If you just prayed the prayer of salvation with us, would you please let us know by going to renner.org/salvation? We would love to connect with you. Renner Ministries is proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ through every available media avenue to the uttermost parts of the earth. Discover the many ways you can help us make a difference in lives around the world with the Word of God. We invite you to partner with us in teaching, strengthening, and rescuing lives for the glory of God. Together, we can make a difference that will last throughout eternity.